Hello and welcome to another podcast in the series, I'm Just an Ambulance Driver, from MSARN. This is the final podcast in our three-part series on feedback in EMS. We recently spoke with two providers, an EMT who is new to EMS, and a paramedic with a great deal of experience. We asked each to provide their opinions on receiving feedback from medical directors, QA or QI officers, and other supervisors. Our providers first commented on their initial experiences with the quality assurance, QA, or quality improvement, QI processes at their respective organizations. Here's what they have to say.
I believe the first time I actually noticed that I got a flag on a chart was about a week into being released as a medic at my service. And it was over not documenting something correctly according to our standards at the service. And I didn't feel real happy with myself missing something that was very easy, and I just overlooked it when I was doing my documentation.
So the first time I got feedback from a QA officer was following a call where we had a patient who had overdosed on drugs, and the next day when I logged in our patient care record software, I was an instant message greeted me, and it said, you know, good job on the call yesterday. I heard it was a rough situation, but I also heard that you and your partner did a really good job.
Each provider was asked how their first encounter with feedback set the tone for their future in EMS. We wanted to know what each provider individually took away from the QA-QI process. Also, we asked if these providers had changed the way they performed their daily operations on the ambulance.
It was a little bit of minor feedback, and I started to pay a little bit more attention, started doing my trip sheets and my narratives a little bit quicker, not waiting to the last minute to when they were due, so I wasn't scrambling to get them all finished.
All in all, it was a nice confirmation from the QA officer that when I think I'm doing a good job, he's also seeing that I'm doing a good job at the same time.
Since the first interviewee stated that her first QA experience was because of an issue with documentation, we later asked each provider if their documentation skills have changed with the presence of feedback in their organization.
I don't think that my documentation on feedback has changed at all. However, it did make me feel like I had done a good job with the call, and seeing as it was one of the earlier calls I had ever taken that was serious, it was a good confidence boost, and I felt that going forward, I would feel better trusting my judgment and knowing that following protocol, following my training would result in better patient outcomes. I also had the confidence that I wouldn't freeze in a situation.
I'm more diligent. I mean, the format of how I write my trip sheets are still the same. I'm just more careful of boxes I'm clicking and making sure I click the right things. And I'm very thorough with my documentation.
What type of feedback do you receive from your organization? Is it positive or negative? We asked both providers to detail their QA process and the type of feedback they receive.
Feedback that I receive at my organization is primarily negative. I think it's easier to pick out when things go wrong versus when things went right. So it's unfortunate, but generally we hear when things go wrong, and generally it's in the form of a mass instant message. Even though they tell the recipients that it's going to every single crew member, it's still hard to receive if you feel that you've been doing the best job that you can.
I think it's nice to get some positive reinforcement back. I know my agency, they'll note if somebody has done an extraordinary job, and then there's a possibility for life-saving awards at the end of our year or our Christmas parties and things like that. For the most part, we really only get negative feedback for things that we've done negatively. It'd be nice to get more positive feedback from our medical directors.
Our first interviewee said that she wished she had more feedback from the agency's medical director. We ask you, how involved is the medical director at your agency? When we spoke with the medical directors in our first podcast of the series, they stated that they had minimal time to review charts, which led to predominantly the high acuity calls being reviewed. Our first interviewee said that her medical director does not play a large part in the evaluation or feedback on trip sheets. Listen to what the interviewee had to say.
It's very rare that we see our medical director. Medical directors were a little bit more involved with our documentation, how we go through our documentation, and what they expect from us, because we don't really know what they really want. It'd be nice to get more positive feedback from our medical directors.
Each provider was asked how they would provide feedback to their agency, and asked to outline in what form and the frequency. The general consensus was more feedback.
I think all in all, though, we generally don't get enough feedback in EMS that you're likely to hear if you do something catastrophically wrong, that you don't hear about the little things. You really mainly hear about breaches in protocol or judgment call that you make. I think that feedback should be personalized and more frequent.
Finally, our two EMS providers were asked for their suggestions that could be given to their agency on the feedback process.
I think across the board, feedback could be improved by increasing the frequency with which providers do get feedback.
I think it just needs to be consistent across the board. I know some people are a little bit more stricter about some topics and some are a little bit more lax. So I think if it was straight across the board, everyone was held to the exact same standard, it'd be a lot more helpful.
As you heard from our second interviewee, feedback needs to be personalized and more frequent. Our assessment on the state of feedback in EMS has come full circle. From medical directors to agency directors to the request of providers, feedback has appeared to be very inconsistent in EMS. Stay tuned to MSARN for more discussion on feedback in future podcasts. To learn more about MSARN or to leave feedback on our podcast, check out www.msarn.org. Until next time, I'm Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you.